Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes, streaming on Hulu.
So you got that, of course, chance to make your debut with the Bills last week. If you can kind of walk through what that was like, in addition to preparing for it, and then of course finally getting that opportunity.
It was good, you know. Glad to be back with all this going on, you know. A lot of emotions out there on the field, just getting back out there. And the preparation is the same, just like every other week. You know, it's just another game that we got to go get. So,
Bobby Johnson mentioned to me that there was a lot of mixing and matching, which I guess was also easy to kind of tell. But before you figured, the team figured out the best five combo of five, what were some of the things you were doing to make sure you had that best opportunity? Because I know, I think you worked inside too a little bit, right?
Oh yes, sir.
Right. So what, you know, ultimately, what were some of the things you feel you did to convince the coaches that it was the right thing to put you at the right tackle?
They asked me to play inside, so I was like, I'm gonna do it. I didn't ask them why, you know. Like, I'm gonna do it. Coach said, go try inside. So went in there and had a couple of nice moves this camp in the inside, and they probably looked at that and saw, you know, that I can do both, worse outside and inside. So now I gotta learn the whole defense. And you know, I'm still learning and every day. So once I get it down, oh my God. Once I know every position. Yes, sir.
And one thing, we just spoke with Deion. He made reference to the fact that in the Zoom meetings that you guys were having in the off season, he was priding himself on being the first guy in the room, so to speak. But you, he said, would be the first guy, and that told him something about you. So, what does that say about your kind of your work ethic and your potential?
I just want to, you know, just gotta be great. You know, that's what a coach look for. If you're on time, you know, you're late. So I try to get there early. That's one of my main focuses. You know, so when coach sees that, he probably like, okay, this guy's in tune to everything. You know, he's wanting to work. He's wanting to get better. So that's what I just try to do.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Daryl, John Scott. Good to see you. Curious what you've or how you've used the additions of Mario and a room full of veterans like Trent and Jerry, and how that has helped your growth early in your career.
Man, I love it. You know, you don't get too much leadership like that, especially from, you know, in a lot of teams. So I love it being young in my career and being able to have guys that has a lot of experience under their belt and being able to learn from them and soak everything in from them. Like, you know, Mario, I'm staying in his back pocket like all day. If you see Mario, I'm probably right beside him just all day. So I love it, man. And I feel like those guys are going to help me be the player that I want to be.
And how is, I mean, there's so much depth we've seen. I mean, you guys could run 8-10 deep. How does that, I don't want to say keep you focused, but how does that drive you to elevate your game maybe at a faster pace than that it would be if you weren't being pushed?
Well, it drives me. But, you know, the way Coach Washington rotates, he keeps everybody fresh. So I look at it as if you know what you're doing, you go out there and do what you do. I feel like everybody, like our ones, twos, threes, whoever, can go out there and do the same thing, you know, because we got great coaches that prepare us and put us in the right position to make plays. So,
and how has the, I guess, competitive nature of the group, because you guys rotate so much.
Oh, yeah.
Describe, take me into that and what that's like.
It's definitely very competitive this year. But, you know, we're family. All of us just come out and compete, and all of us want us to win every rep that we get. So I wouldn't look at it as, I don't know, it's just a family thing, you know. So we just go out and compete and get better. That's what our main focus is, getting better every day. And, you know, don't even look, you know, control what you can control. Try not to see too much and just go out there and compete and make plays and do it at a full speed.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yes, good afternoon, Daryl. George Radney, Challenger Community Newspaper. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Pretty good. A couple questions for you. One, how do you think with the resurgence of HBCUs, with the young man, the basketball player, a Division I recruit, highly touted recruit, going to Howard University, and now today we're hearing that Deion Sanders could be named the head coach of Jackson State on Monday. With high-profile people coming into HBCUs, do you think that's going to be a big resurgence? Do you feel?
Oh, of course, it's going to be big. You know, a lot of people don't, you know, choose to go to HBCUs because of how small. But there's some hidden talent in HBCUs. So being that, you know, the guy committed to Howard, that was big. I actually commented on his photo. Just to let them know that I came from HBCU, and I'm proud of him for making that decision, and that anything is possible. It doesn't matter where you come from. So, yeah, I think it's going to be big, and, you know, we'll see where it takes it.
Yes, because just a quick little history, the HBCUs is responsible for the conference that you're in, the AFC. The AFC was started because Kansas City, Buffalo, Oakland, the teams in there back in the late 60s, they drafted predominantly guys from HBCU. So you really started the American Football Conference.
Yes, sir.
When you go back to it historically, the Willie Lanier's, Buck Buchanan's, and all those guys all came from HBCU. So it's good to see that turnaround. And now for yourself, for this coming season, what are some of your goals for this year?
I just want to get better at all phases of my game, as far as special teams to defense. Like, I want to be better. I want to be better on and off the field in the film room. Like, that's why I say I get under those guys like Mario Addison, Jerry Hughes, those guys who know the game, and I just try to soak everything in. So my main focus is to get a lot better and to help my team put up some wins this year.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. And hey, good luck coming up on Sunday.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, Daryl, Ashley Holder here from Channel 2. You talked about being in Mario's back pocket, and he just turned 33, I think, this month or last month. And do you ever look at him like, man, I could play this game for a long time if he's still doing it and then some, because he's got a long time left. And what's the biggest thing that you probably have taken away from him and Jerry's that you talked about?
Mario, you can't even tell he's that old. He's flying around all day with all this energy and practice. So, like, I look up to him a lot. But with, like, Jerry, for an example, he take care of his body. And, you know, that's one thing that I have to pick up. He's always doing something extra. Like, after practice, I seen him after this long camp practice one day. I seen him run a mile on the treadmill. So I started to start running miles and, you know, I started picking up things like that because I see those guys been in the league for a long time. So if you do those little small things, I believe you should be able to stick for a long time in this league.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hey, Daryl. Jenna Caleri from the ABC affiliate. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, earlier this week, Leslie use the term, you know, vitally important to the team's success when talking about Matt and Tremaine. You're obviously without them this weekend, but you guys have always played with that next man up mentality. We've heard so many players talk about it. how have you seen the linebacker core kind of step up this week without those two key players? And how vital is it that the entire defense, you know, from the line to the safeties to the corners to the linebackers, step up as a whole, you know, as you play without two starters?
Yes, you know, Matt and Tremaine, they're basically the quarterbacks of the defense. But we got some guys that I believe, you know, T-Dot, he's a young guy, but he works his butt off every day. And he do everything that the coaches ask him. And then we got A.J. Klein. He's a vet, so he's been through these situations. So, you know, we're not too much in a panic. You know, like you said, the next man is up. And, you know, as far as the D-line goes, we got to be on our A-game this game and you know, really get after them.
Just, I mean, what do those two bring to the defense? I mean, you know, when you talk about
man.
I mean, how much just do they mean to this defense? And, you know, you're going to be missing them this weekend, but,
yeah,
you know, not just as athletes, but just as people and leaders on the field.
They mean a lot. Like I said, like, they're basically the heartbeat of the defense. So, playing without them this year, I mean, this week is going to be big. But I feel like, you know, with our team, like, we got guys that can come up, man, and just do what they have to do as well. But those guys mean so much to the defense. They bring a lot of energy. They line us up. They get it. They make sure we're on our A game. So we're gonna miss them this week. But they'll be back soon. They're gonna bounce back.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.